back on a Young Tourist postgame. I promise you two stories that we didn't get to in the second hour. One was the professor who did something smart and people are upset about. I think we're going to try to do that tomorrow.
We are going to do it tomorrow, for sure.
Yeah. The other one was the rock hard ass, literally. The cement in the ass story.
Yeah.
So that one we're going to do right now.
Yeah. Okay. So an unlicensed person who was posing as a doctor in Florida has just been sentenced to 10 years for manslaughter. Her name is O'Neill Ron Morris, and she was essentially doing butt injections with substances that were actually unclear on. So there were allegations that she was injecting cement and chalking, even though I don't know what chalking is, into women's behinds. What is it?
Caulking.
Oh, right? Okay. Caulking.
Caulk.
What is caulking? Why would you let anyone inject you with caulking?
Well,
I mean, unless you're into it.
Right. And there have been some caulks injected into products before.
No, I get it. But okay, anyway.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. So, it's actually a tragic story. A woman by the name of Shatarka Newby died after she went to this unlicensed person several times. I think she went to her as many as 20 times and had these injections. And then something went wrong and then she died. Now, prosecutors admit that they couldn't verify the substance that she had been injecting, but it doesn't matter because she's unlicensed. She's not a doctor. She had no right to do this and someone died as a result. So she got sentenced to 10 years for manslaughter as a result of this.
I feel bad because somebody died, but She went to the authorities. I got an unlicensed caulk in my ass.
What is caulking? Does anyone know what caulking is?
Of course Edwin knows. What is it, Edwin?
Caulk is
the thing that you put in.
Oh, that's caulking. Yeah. I have caulking at home.
Yeah. I bet you do.
Anyway.
That's the thing that you couldn't hear, Edwin. It's the thing you use to fill holes in the walls
and stuff. Okay.
So is that the same thing that in the bathrooms holds the tile up?
No, that's grout.
Oh, that's grout.
Right? Yeah, that's grout. Okay. Anyway, I know some stuff. But the reason why I wanted to bring this story up in the postgame is because in the postgame, we get personal. And I have a lot of personal things to share about this story. Right?
Oh, okay.
Okay, so look. Here's the thing. I don't understand the obsession with gigantic butts. Right? Like I get that dudes are into shapely butts. I totally get it. It turns them on. Like it's about the aesthetic. I get that. But like outrageously big butts are so in and I don't get it. And so it for me personally, and I'm fine with my body, I'm comfortable, yada yada yada, whatever. But there was like a brief period of time when I first started dating Christian, who's into big butts, and he cannot lie.
Cannot deny.
Where I was like super insecure because I don't have a big butt, right? Not even close. Like I have like a lean. I don't even know if lean's the right word, but I have like a okay butt. Like it's just there. And so like at one point
it's just there.
It's just there.
Where else would it be?
It's not like, don't get me wrong, like I'm kind of proud of my butt. Like it's not droopy, it's in shape, but it's not big, right? Anyway,
I have no comments on
your butt. Don't comment on it. But I just remember like when you're first falling in love with someone and you know that they like certain things, you want to appeal to those interests, right? And I knew that was one thing that I couldn't really appeal to because I have a small butt. And so I just remember thinking, like, I don't know, is it, like, maybe there are safe injections to, like, I never did it, though. I never did it because I'm not insane. And if you've done it, I'm not judging, okay?
I'm judging a little bit.
Okay, but like, I was like, oh, maybe I can, like, suck some fat out of my belly and then, like, transfer it to my butt.
And I never did it.
And then I was like, no, you know what? I'm going to do it the right way. And I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to squat. And so I went to the gym and I started squatting a ton of weight. And then my thighs got ridiculously big and muscular. And I'm like, I don't want that. Mm. And Christian's like, oh, it's hot, big muscular thighs. I don't want big muscular thighs. Mm. You know what I like? Mm. I like my small ass and I like my okay, moderately sized thighs, you know? And so these stories piss me off because like women feel so much pressure to like inject their asses with caulking. And just like, don't do it. Don't do it. I know I've been there. I've been tempted by it. But don't be tempted by it. Don't do it.
These are the times where I feel so relieved that I don't care that much about my appearance. Everybody cares.
Everyone cares. I'm super vain. I'm not afraid to admit it. I am.
And you know, we were at my mom's kind of 70th birthday dinner yesterday that I put together at the last second. It's not really her birthday, but anyway, and we're taking pictures.
Random Ben points, but
I know totally.
Anyway. Wait, was it your mom's birthday? Or?
No, no, it wasn't. It was just random. Anyways, you want me to talk more about it?
No, move on.
And we took pictures, and whenever we take pictures, depending on the angle you take the picture of me from, you will get 1 to 3 chins. And so, of course, I don't like that. Of course, I want to look better, right? But I don't care enough to have ever considered injecting caulk into any part of my body. Okay. Now, look, in my case, as you all know, I have a great ass. And so that's not an issue at all. Rock hard, excellent shape. I have talked about this many times, especially on Old School. I have a very disparate body. I have a very strange body. From the waist down, looks like the fittest man alive. Everything's gold. The thighs are gold. The calves are gold. The ass is gold. And obviously, I don't need to say anything else about what else is gold.
Oh, Jesus.
but once you get above the waist, then we got issues. We got issues in America. So yeah, I mean, have I ever? No.
You were never tempted to do
liposuction or something?
Yeah, I feel like liposuction's dumb. Like,
I don't know. I just feel like it's going to come back, and then you're going to have loose skin, and it's going to be weird, and you're out of them. So again. On that, the only thing, you know, when I said I'm judging a little bit, don't inject stuff into your ass. That's just, that's crazy, dog. That's crazy. I'll tell you where my boundaries are on judging. Like, but liposuction, I'm not judging you. Like,
no, I'm not. Look, I just think it's dumb because it's temporary. It's expensive, it's invasive, and it's temporary. So
and a lot of people do this stomach thing where they, you know, sew it up, whatever. There's 1,000 different ways to do that. That actually does work, and it makes a huge impact on your health.
Yes.
I don't love it. I certainly have never considered it, but I at least understand that it works. Okay. Yeah. And then it could also then slowly expand. I understand that too. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Anyway, I've told this story before. I had a friend who considered, he's a guy, he considered shaving his hips to look thinner. Edwin's reaction is the exact correct reaction. Right? Uh-huh. Like, so it's not just women who are crazy. There are plenty of guys who are crazy.
Of course, of course.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to see how plastic surgery trends differ from one country to another. Like in South Korea, is it South Korea? Yeah, South Korea. Men have no qualms about going under the knife. You know, it's actually a cultural thing.
Yeah.
Because it's like, well, if you have those tools available, why wouldn't you use those tools to make yourself better? Like, that's the mentality behind it, right?
Asian culture is amazing, dude.
It's so very, like, practical, I guess. Is practical the right word?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, look, so one of the things is a lot of the women want to look more Western. And then you say, like, oh, don't do that. There's no point. Like, you don't have to succumb to Western standards or whatever. You're having this lib conversation or whatever. And they're like, no, you're now putting your Western culture on me by saying I shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
When I don't give a shit. I just want to look like that. And I don't find any moral compunction around that.
Right, right.
So go ahead and fuck off.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm like, oh, that's mind-bending. That telling them that they don't have to look Western is actually imposing Western culture.
Every time you say they don't have to look Western, I think of like cowboys and cowgirls. Like, can you imagine?
They want to go Django Unchained. And I'm like, you don't have to. You don't have to. Anyway, yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I get a lot more pleasure. Look, there were certain things about my physical appearance that I was never going to love, right? And I was never going to learn to love. And I hated from the beginning. That was my nose. I took care of it. And I've never regretted that decision. It's been the best decision of my life. Better than deciding to work here. Better than deciding to go to college. Like, I hated. I hated my nose. I just did. So I'm glad I did it and whatever. But.
And whatever. We're done with it.
We're done. Okay. But. Like, there are other things that I felt like society was kind of telling me that I shouldn't like. Like my small butt, right? And I'm like, but I've always been fine with my butt. And I've always been fine with my thighs. until now, everyone's like, wow, big butts are the best, right? And then I was like, this is dumb. I'm not going to let people convince me to dislike my body when I've been fine with it for so long.
Besides which, so, conventional wisdom is A, full of shit, because all guys are different. Not all guys want a big butt. I don't want a big butt.
The kind of guys I like big butts. Latino guys like big butts. Yeah. I'm sorry for the gross generalization, but it's true. Edwin is Latino. He says it's true.
Okay. If Edwin says it, it must be true.
Must be true.
We asked our Latino correspondent. He confirmed.
Yeah.
They like big butts. Okay. I once heard a wise person say that their life philosophy was, you do you, boo.
Right.
Okay. So don't worry about if Latino men like bigger butts or whatever. And besides, fads change all the time.
Yes.
Right? That's another thing. Then you're going to get the caulk in your ass, and then they're going to tell you, oh, no, the new thing is skinny asses. You go ahead and get that caulk out of your ass, right? Uh-huh. So don't do it. Your caulked up ass is going to be out of fashion in 3 years anyway.
And could kill you.
Right.
Yeah.
You shave your hips, next thing you know, people are like, oh, guys with big hips, that's the way to go. Then you're trying to add on to your hips.
That's right? True, yes.
Right, so, and some things are a little bit more universal, I get it, right?
Yeah.
And some things are not as much. So it's funny you say that. I don't mean to judge too much, but in my off time I do, because I'm allowed, okay? Not in the context of news or anything like that. But there was a woman in Los Angeles, and there are some attractive women in Los Angeles, and there's some outrageous looking women in Los Angeles. In this case, I mean it literally, right? Uh-huh. And tiny, relatively tiny
waist
uh-huh. right? Fairly large and admittedly attractive breasts, okay?
And then ample bosom.
Yes, yeah. That's right. And then an ass that wouldn't stop. I asked it to stop, but it wouldn't. Okay. And I don't mean that in a positive way. And I think a lot of guys would look at it, and though she was wearing some things that were very tight, like, look here, look at what I have going on. Everybody in Los Angeles, I need you to focus, right? And I think a lot of guys would have been like, damn. And I was like, Jesus, I cannot figure out if Rhode Island or that is larger, right? And I mean, I think that it was shapely, but it was just not for me. It was like gigantic, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And I could see a lot of guys being like, damn, right? Yeah. But I was like, I don't know what to do with it. Like, I'm kind of lost in it. I don't know what to do in it. Right? I probably would have figured it out, but but still.
Oh my God.
So, you know what I got? Okay, now we're going to needlessly have me say this. You know what kind of ass I like? Mid-size ass. Just like, hey, nice job. Like, good work.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Right? You know, like, doesn't have to be like petite or gigantic. All right. It's just like, oh, that nice and shapely. God bless.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, fair enough.
Is that, look, they don't call me the fairest man in America for nothing. They. Oh, it's good to lighten it up for a second.
Yes, man. It is.
I told you that this would happen, and we'll end on this, and it is beginning to happen. The assaults have begun in the media.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And so.
What do you mean assaulting you?
Yeah, I'm a lot of things, mm-hmm. but mainly I'm a bad man, right? So that's what I hear.
You want them talking about you, though.
Yeah, I guess. But it depends. Depends how.
You are a loudmouth, threatening figure. Okay?
I am. That part is true.
You don't play by rules because you built your own empire. You can do whatever the fuck you want. And
I hope that's true.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody can do whatever the fuck they want. But I hear you, sister.
Yeah.
And I know it's coming. I told you guys in a production meeting, you know, 10 days ago, two weeks ago, I don't remember when it was. I said, oh, it's going to hit us, and it has begun. So, I mean, you guys saw the NBC article and yada, yada. So every once in a while, it's nice to lighten it up and talk about caulking. All right. God bless. We'll see you guys tomorrow.